Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Bitterroot campaign update from Wild Rockies Earth First. The Bitterroot scandal is heating up. Our efforts in the woods to find illegal destructive logging has, with the help of the Native Forest Network, gotten out to the press and the people. This has put pressure on the Forest Service to stop the cutting of green trees. After a week of denying that any green trees were being cut down in Montana's Bitterroot National Forest as part of the Burned Area Recovery Plan, on Friday, March 1st, the Forest Service was forced to admit, in TV, print, and radio interviews no less, that numerous large green ponderosa pines had been cut down illegally in the bare timber sale. Unfortunately, the Forest Service and logging companies care nothing about the ecosystem, but only about the cash in their pockets. Log decks full of green trees showed that no efforts were being made to stop what is happening to much of the Bitterroot and its stands of mature, fire-dependent ponderosa pines. The bottom line is that there's nothing that even resembles forest restoration in the Bitterroot. Logging does not, never has, and never will restore a forest. There is little reason to believe that post-fire salvage logging has any positive ecological benefits, and there is considerable evidence that persistent, significant adverse environmental impacts are likely to result from salvage logging. An excerpt from the Wildfire and Salvage Logging Report. 24 hours later, on March 2nd, the Forest Service issued a press statement which announced a closure order for areas around the Bear Timber Sale and the Roan-Burke Timber Sale, the two timber sales that have been heavily monitored. The closure order means the public cannot drive or walk to these timber sales. If members of the public are in violation of the closure order, they risk a fine of no more than $5,000 for an individual or $10,000 for an organization, or imprisonment for not more than 6 months or both. These are areas in which active monitoring revealed violations. So the law is being broken, and now it is illegal to go and see if it's being broken. The Forest Service had said that people can still go into these areas, but first must get permission. Monitoring will still go on. We are setting up base camp and trips to be going down on Wednesdays and Sundays, as well as other times during the week. If you want to see burned area recovery as implemented by the Forest Service on the Bitterroot National Forest, visit the following website, outerlimits.wildrockies.org/NFN/. That's outerlimits.wildrockies.org/NFN. The site has photos from the first few weeks of logging in the Bitterroot. The photos were taken as part of monitoring activities by Wild Rockies Earth First and other activists. These are some of the photos that were shown to the Forest Service. This is just the latest example of what National Forest Management under the Bush administration and Mark Rae looks like. First, the Forest Service lies to the public, telling us that post-fire salvage logging is needed to restore the burned forest. Next, the Forest Service circumvents the public appeals process by having former timber industry lobbyist Mark Rae, currently the Bush administration's Undersecretary for Agriculture, sign the Bitterroot Record of Decision. Then, within the first few weeks of logging, the Forest Service acknowledges that mistakes have been made in response by making it illegal for the public to monitor the logging activity. As stated by the Department of Agriculture Office of Inspector General in the November 2001 audit, we concluded that commercial timber sales do not meet the criteria for forest restoration. We questioned the Bitterroot National Forest plans to use NFP Rehabilitation and Restoration Program funds to fund the cost to prepare and administer these projects when the primary purpose of the projects may be a commercial timber sale. For more information, contact the Native Forest Network, their number 406-542-7343. That's 406-542-7343. Visit their website at www.nativeforest.org or www.wildfireinfo.org, or you can contact Wild Rockies Earth First, their number 406-721-3494. That's 406-721-3494. Or visit their webpage at www.wildrockies.org. That's www.wildrockies.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,